Debbie, you help people to master the oscillation between yin and yang. For those who aren't familiar with the terms, can you please tell us what yin and yang are about?
Okay, my favorite topic, yin and yang. In simple terms, yin is more of a creative, internalized, reflective kind of energy where it's very personal. It's all about your natural blueprint and essence and how you operate from inside yourself. So yin is much more creative, much more being, much more visionary, whereas the yang energy is very much about the external bridge, how we communicate, how we do, how we act, how we express. It's all about expending energy and doing, creating, which is very different from the softness and the gentleness of the creativity of the yin.
Mm-hmm. And so regardless of what our beliefs are in life, how does the two energies affect us all?
Okay, so yin is much more of a recovery energy. So we're filled up. It's all about filling up and re-energizing ourselves. So when we have dreams and ideas and visions and when we're creative and playful, we're filling up our energy. So we're actually pulling energy in and, I guess, nurturing ourselves. Whereas yang is much more about expending energy and giving. So yin receiving, yang giving. So regardless of whether you connect more to your spirit, whether you're religious, whether you're not, these two energies, one gives, one receives. And my excitement around this concept is anyone can access the power of their own inner energy to receive and nurture versus give and expend energy and go out and do stuff in the world. So when we get a really good balance of those two things, I feel like we're much more integrated as an individual, authentic soul living in the world.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess you've partly answered this, but when we can harness those energies, what power does it bring to our lives?
Yeah, that's a great one. Well, the first one is the power of yin, which is beautiful, means that we can receive. So it means that we become more abundant. People are able to help us and support us. It means that it's an easier job for us to actually grow and get support from outside in so that we actually get supported. So when we master the idea of receiving energy, we also master getting gifts or, you know, it could mean money, people, support, energy, that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, when we in yang mode, we're able to go and create, to express. And I think we're, as human beings, we have a basic form of expression. We are here to express something into the world. And the yang is that beautiful, quite practical bridge of us living and being who we should be in the world. So I guess the idea is that yin will energize us and bring us support, and yang will allow us to interact with the world and do something meaningful and useful in a very practical way.
Mm-hmm. And how do you help individuals utilize this in their decision making and taking the actions they need to in the workplace?
I've heard a really great quote that our brain, which is a great little computer chip, should be a servant to our spirit or our soul or ourselves. So I see the yin much more as that spirit or that intuitive energy. So the way that I would use that would be that we come up with ideas that are intuitive, they're authentic, they're gut feelings, and those gut feelings are really powerful. And using those natural talents that we all have, and when I say creative talents, everyone's different in a different way with their creativity. So when we tap into that passion, that is like just the raw, I guess, intuitive guidance or some sort of natural decision-making ability that we all have that's spot on. And then once we get to that point, we can then employ the yang, which is much more about the logical, the practical, so that we can actually go out with this idea or passion or gut instinct in a way that actually is useful and practical, because we do need logic and we do need intuition. Intuition first, logic second, makes the perfect formula for being successful in my mind.
Mm. And so if someone is a bit more yang on the spectrum, are you able to help them become a bit more centered?
Yeah, that's what I do a lot with a lot of people. So I help people that are yang, who are very busy work bees, people that are constantly doing, can't slow down. If they're always in yang, then I help them with tools and techniques and activities that actually connect into that beautiful yin, creative, intuitive kind of energy. And that gives them more balance and more focus and more well-being. Mm-hmm. So that person will be kind of coming back toward the yin. Whereas if someone's too yin, and a typical example of someone that's too yin is someone that's this amazing creative artist that can never actually get their exhibition up. You know, mm-hmm. they haven't got the practical skills to then go out and find a way to, I guess, a vehicle to express themselves into the world practically. And so with those guys, I'm not asking them to be more intuitive or creative. I'm actually asking them to be more yang oriented, which is more practical and logical. And how do you do the steps to actually go out and do what you want to do in the world?
Mm-hmm. And how have you harnessed the power of yin and yang in your life?
Well, firstly, I actually, when I left my advertising career, I rebuilt a business of my dreams. So I actually sat down with my yin energy and worked out what my blueprint was and what I really love doing. And that is a personal, intuitive experience. No one can logically sort that out for you. So I think for me, it's given me more health, more well-being. My health has never been better. Like you look at my health now at you know, 40 years old compared to when I was 20. It's chalk and cheese. Like, it's so different. So I think it's given me more health, more energy. It's given me more compassion. It's given me more mental peace. But then the yang is also an exciting part of that, where, you know, I've used those skills to go and build something in the world.
Wonderful. So if you're interested in working with Debbie, you can contact her via email or via Skype.
Thank you.